About 60 protesters marched to City Hall Wednesday afternoon from the park next to Orlando's Chamber of Commerce, where they've camped since Occupy Orlando's October 15th kickoff march that drew about 1,000 people. Some civil disobedience arrests last weekend had been the only trouble, but Tuesday night police told protesters to get their gear out of the park before its closing. That came as a surprise, says protester Susan, because Occupy Orlando representatives had an informal agreement with the city.
In nights past, the police department and the city attorney have allowed us to keep our belongings on property. Just the bodies have to move off of the park property.
City code normally prevents people and property from being in public parks after hours. In a statement Wednesday, the city of Orlando said it, quote, never had a written agreement to allow the group to leave their belongings in the park. And police said they confiscated items found in the park after closing Tuesday because, quote, despite being given multiple opportunities to comply with these laws, including moving their public speech activities to nearby sidewalks, some individuals have failed to comply. Susan says Occupy Orlando will continue staying in the park indefinitely, and they're planning another march November 5th. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.